West Ham was our fault. You know, I don't think this one was particularly our fault today, so I can't criticise the players too much for losing this game. So I think that the run of the ball or the elements just went against them when we didn't, went against us, that we couldn't control, and ultimately I think cost us a point.
Psychologically, does it make any difference to you that you're in the bottom three now and to your players?
It doesn't to me, but it might do to them. So they really should just focus on themselves and football club and keep themselves to themselves and not really look at what might be out there in terms of negativity and all that, because if you listen or hear enough, it will affect you. So don't listen to it, don't read it. It's like when you're doing well, don't read that either. And then you keep a level balance of your performance and your training levels. And you want, one, if you're getting too much praise, you get carried away. Two, if you're getting too much negativity, that can affect you either way. So shut it all off and focus on what we've got to do together to get out of trouble.
Thank you.
Schlupp, when he was down, did you? I think the ball, from my memory, went out for a throw-in. Could the ref have stopped it then and at least let you make the substitution or treat it?
He could have done. The fourth official could have told him to stop him and let us get him on as well, but he didn't, like you mean. So, you know, in the end, it happened, and we didn't know. We had to wait a little while to see whether he was coming back on. Then we got the message that he wasn't. Then we tried to get the sub out of his gear as quick as we can, and then we wanted the ref to let us get him on, but didn't happen, so there we go.
And you matched up with them today, formation-wise, seemingly. Yes. I mean, you came so close to that elusive clean sheet that you've been after.
Yeah, well, we matched up for responsibility today, knowing, you know, who was the player we were playing against, and see how we can compete against him today, which I thought we did very well today, like I said. So, and of course, when you're the manager and change the system, you can be a little bit worried that if it doesn't work, it would be your fault, because the players haven't been able to handle that system, and you haven't had a lot of time to work at it. But the encouraging thing for me is how well did they put that system into place today, having only had a couple of days on it. So, you know, going forward, it may help change our season. Everton are using that system quite regularly now, and of course we all know the way Chelsea have gone using that system. So it may be something we use a bit more. I wouldn't say we'd use it every week. When other players come back fit, or when Wilfried comes back from Bakayoko Saka, we might not be able to play that system with those players that are going to be selected.